This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon, and it's about 25 minutes until the top of the hour. Our next guests are with the Zach Gordon Youth Center to preview tonight's LGBTQ plus night kickoff party. With us here in the studio, we have Jordan Nigro. Welcome to the show, Jordan.
Thanks, Scott.
And also Aaron and Zakiah. Welcome to the show, you two.
Thank you.
It's nice to have you here. Aaron, a member of the Teen Council, also at AWARE, a team mentor with the children's program. Tell us a little bit about what we can expect tonight.
Well, this is the kickoff party for the LGBTQ plus all of that. So you come and we'll have some pizza, tie-dye, and start naming our group and kind of form what it's going to look like. It's at 6 p.m. today, and it should be a lot of fun.
All right. Zakiah, you are also on the Teen Council.
Yes,
or a phone?
I am.
You are? All
yeah,
right. And a volunteer extraordinaire, I hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who should come to tonight's party?
Predominantly, we're kind of hoping for youth to be showing up to this event, but it could be people of, like, all ages that would... Oh, okay. Yeah, just, like, predominantly youth, and those LGBT and allies are all welcome.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. And what are youth these days? How do you define youth? If you had to give it an age.
Okay.
Range.
Like a cap, you're asking?
Yeah.
Okay. So like, I'd say
high school age.
Yeah. High school. So like maybe it's like 19, 18. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But like youth, like high schoolers.
All right. Aaron, what inspired this group or putting this group together?
I think there's a lot of people out there, specifically youth, at our high schools that feel like this would be a good support place for them to feel safe and be able to express how they feel and who they are and have a warm, welcoming atmosphere.
Okay. Zakiah, you yes. volunteer. It sounds mm-hmm. like a lot. Why yeah. have you chosen to support this group?
Kind of just like to tag on what Aaron said. I think there's just a lack of LGBT support systems, especially for those that are youth or young. And it's just really nice to be a part of something that's very inclusive or is attempting to be out there.
All right. And Jordan Nigro, how are you involved with all of this?
Well, we're hosting this event at Zach Gordon Youth Center. This really, thanks to Aaron and Zakiah and a lot of our partners, it got off the ground. And so we're providing the space, and we're just excited to have teens come and have a safe place to be themselves. And we're very excited about the night, and especially that, you know, these teens have been so involved in making it happen and helping us get the word out. And AWARE, Teen Council, Sources of Strength have really been great partners with this. And so we're looking forward to a kickoff party. And then hopefully every Thursday night from 6 to 7, is that what we decided, you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Like about, yeah.
Yeah.
6 to 7, we'll have a continued drop-in time. And it will have a name because these guys will name it tonight. Right now we don't have a name yet, but we will.
Well, that sounds like a nice incentive for tonight to be able to be one of the founders of the name. In a perfect world, what will this look like going into the future? It sounds like meeting every Thursday night. What are some other dreams and aspirations you have with the group?
I would really hope that, I don't know, youth really take this as like an educational moment, but more so that it's continuous and that it's not it's just like about tonight or maybe this year, but that whatever we're making will be like long lasting or withstanding, and that we could help ours and like another generation of youth coming into like a more inclusive world for LGBT people.
Aaron, would you add to that?
I think as a goal that I see for this is kind of creating a family atmosphere for these teens and kind of building a family with these people and having them as support even when you're not in the group.
You're both on the Teen Council, right?
Yes.
For people in the LGBTQ plus community, what challenges do you see them facing? Youths especially?
I don't know. Personally, being one myself, I think it kind of lacks when it comes to like education and how we really see LGBT people, whether that's like what's advertised on the television or like on the radio. We don't really see like huge representation, I guess, especially as a youth, because most of our ways and we act is how we see others. And if we don't see good embodiments of like LGBT representation, we're very lacking ourselves.
Erin, would you add to that?
I think a good thing would be, can you repeat the question?
No, I was just thinking about the challenges that a person who's not part of the LGBTQ plus community might not see, and that you would see as a teen council member.
I think acceptance of outsiders who are not like maybe not supporters or allies, but people who don't fully understand, and so they aren't judging or they're not understanding, but they have an opinion off the bat with lack of education, like Sakaya mm-hmm. said, and it shows. And I think it'd be really nice if those allies or people who don't understand it more could understand and learn how to be allies and support us and all of that.
All right. Thank you. Good answer. So tonight, 6 p.m., can you give us more details, please?
Uh, 6 p.m. at the Zach Gordon Center. Should be about an hour and a half long.
Do you guys want to tell them where Zach Gordon is located?
Yeah, Zach Gordon is right next to the Fireweed Place.
Kind of across the parking lot from Centennial Hall.
Yeah, you could also say Centennial Hall or close to Pucker Wilson's.
Mm-hmm. Bullwinkle's, mm-hmm. yeah.
All right, and remind us the age range of folks who are invited tonight.
Zach Gordon serves teens up to 20 after 6 p.m. So the party is, I think our planning was kind of high school, but if you're 19 or 20, you can come.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's great.
All right. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking to Jordan Negro, Erin, and Zakaya about tonight's kickoff party, LGBTQ+. It's been so great having you on the show today. What am I missing? What else would you like to add?
I think come prepared to be in a loving atmosphere and to also provide that loving atmosphere and feel welcomed.
Yeah. Come in open mind, open heart, hopefully learn and teach others.
And creativity for a name, right?
Yeah, that would be also beautiful.
Well, thank you three. Jordan, anything else you'd like to add?
No, we're excited to host. And thanks you guys for talking so beautifully about the night.
Thanks, everyone.
True.